Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you're connected today. Wherever you're listening from, may the peace of God fill your heart right now. Today's topic is God's comfort in hard seasons, and our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble." In her memoir, The Hiding Place, Betsy Ten Boom, Corey's sister, once said something remarkable while they were imprisoned in a concentration camp. In the middle of terrible suffering, she said, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Now imagine that." She said that not from a place of comfort, but from a place of pain. And history records that even in those dark barracks, they found ways to pray, to sing, and to encourage others. The comfort they received from God became strength for others. Let me ask you this morning, have you ever found yourself in a season that felt too heavy? A season where the night seemed longer than the day? A season where you wondered, "God, where are you?" Here's your encouragement. God is closest in the hard seasons. The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 18, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." If you feel brokenhearted today, that verse is for you. God is not distant. He is near. Every life has seasons. Even Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 reminds us, "To everything there is a season." Hard seasons don't mean God has abandoned you. Sometimes they are places of growth. Sometimes they are places of refining. Sometimes they are simply part of living in a fallen world. But here's the beautiful truth. Seasons change. Dry season does not last forever. Night does not swallow the morning. Tears do not cancel joy. The Bible declares in Psalm 30, verse 5, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." I want to prophetically declare this over someone listening right now. Your morning is coming in Jesus' name. Your strength is returning. Your peace is being restored. This hard season will not define you, but it will develop you. In Jesus' name. Beloved, I want you to understand this. God's comfort is personal. Notice that 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3 calls him the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. That means his comfort is tailored. It's not generic. It's not distant sympathy. It is personal. Have you noticed how sometimes a scripture jumps out at you at just the right moment? Have you noticed how a worship song ministers to your heart when you didn't even plan it? Have you noticed how someone calls you right when you were feeling low? That is not coincidence. That is divine comfort in action. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 18, "I will not leave you comfortless. You are not alone in this season. You may feel alone, but you are not abandoned." Time for reflection. What hard season are you in right now? Is it financial pressure, health challenges, relationship strain, or emotional exhaustion? Here is your word of encouragement. God's comfort is not the absence of storms. It is his presence in the storm. Remember how Jesus stood in the boat and calmed the sea. If he is in your boat, you will not sink. And sometimes, instead of calming the storm immediately, he strengthens you to walk through it. Actions for the day. Today, I want you to do something simple but powerful. 1. Pause for 5 minutes. 2. Tell God honestly how you feel. 3. Then read Psalm 34 aloud. 4. Write down one thing you are grateful for even in this season. Gratitude opens the door for comfort. Honesty invites intimacy. Scripture brings assurance. As you go today, I declare over your life, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will overshadow your mind. Peace will replace anxiety. Strength will rise where you felt weak. Doors of hope will open in places you thought were closed. God will use this very season to prepare you for greater impact. And just as 2 Corinthians says, you will one day comfort someone else because of what you survived. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this with me aloud. God is my comfort in every season. I am not alone. This hard time will not break me. It will build me. Joy is coming. Strength is rising. God is working for my good today. I walk in peace, courage, and victory. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for being the God of all comfort. For every listener going through a difficult season, I ask that you wrap them in your peace right now. Strengthen weak hearts. Lift heavy burdens. Restore hope. Turn mourning into joy and fear into faith. Order their steps today and let them experience tangible evidence of your presence. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, share it with someone who may need God's comfort today. Let's spread hope. Let's spread strength. Let's keep winning every day. Have a blessed and victorious day ahead.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes. Step by step, you're on your